This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we are expecting 70-degree temperatures tomorrow. I'm given this past season, it has been extremely cold. So not too many people are really going out and getting some ice cream, but now people are wanting to go out and start to do some things tomorrow. So just walk me through what you guys are expecting and how early is it going to be starting for you guys as far as a wave?
Yeah, we're excited. I think the weather change is more of a thing that helps us emotionally to feel better, because people in Western New York will come out all the time. You know, people love ice cream, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, and we seem to always be busy. But with the weather changing, it's going to be extraordinarily busy for what we've had the last couple months. So it's going to be really nice, because again, it puts people in a good mood, it helps them to get a little vitamin D from the sun, and it gets them out here with their families, enjoying themselves, walking Glens Falls, which is a park behind us, and really just getting out of the house and shaking off the malaise of the last couple months.
Now, with the ice cream, I mean, you guys make your own ice cream, if I'm not mistaken, too. So just talk to me about how, I guess, it obviously brings in an entirely different crowd. I mean, this isn't like going into getting some Perry's ice cream. Like, people got to be regulars every season for this.
Yeah, well, we start ramping up a little bit earlier also because we see a high demand near Valentine's Day, because we're a chocolate shop as well. So yes, to your point, we make chocolate and ice cream, and it never really stops, but we always get a little more prepared now with Easter coming and then the warm weather coming, and then you finally, before you know it, hit that summer season. So we've definitely ramped up production. We've definitely started preparations for the warmer weather, and other than that, I have to be honest with you, yeah, we always keep things kind of rolling and business as usual. There's never a downtime. There's never a slow spot, because in Western New York, again, people, we know how to live within the conditions and the confines of our temperatures and our seasons, but very excited for summer. So I guess, we do ramp it up a little bit. And also this time of year, we do some donations to schools. So we give stuff for like Smallwoods Sing Off and a couple other kind of fun donations. So this is always a busy ice cream time for us, with the spring season upon us and then heading into summer.
All right, and then just real quick, is there anything else about this in particular maybe I didn't ask, or something viewers should be knowing about, anything?
No, we just wrapped up our Hannah Strong, which was a charity flavor we did for a girl battling leukemia. She just had her bone marrow transplant. We wish Hannah the best, and then we donated money to Courage of Carly, which we thought was important, and we do have another big charity fundraising flavor set to come out next month, so keep your eyes peeled. But no, we're just happy for everybody that the warmer weather will bring, good times outside, and we feel sunnier dispositions and good attitudes. So we're happy for everybody to move into the next season and the next transition of this year, because 2025 has felt like it's been a lot, and it's just March.